But does she have to be old?
Didn't say anything about her being old.
No, the just local, local.
The local midwife, an acolyte of Shantia named Adabra Gwyn, lives by herself in a stone windmill on the side of a hill a few miles south of Phandalin.
Oh,
with dragon sightings becoming common, it's not safe for her to be alone. Urge Adabra to return to Phandalin. Once she's safe, visit Townmaster Harbin Wester to claim a reward of 25 gold pieces. So, I put up here on the map. Here was your first, this is your Novengard quest.
Mm-hmm.
Then down here was your dwarf quest. Then you're heading back up to where she is, kind of up there in the middle.
Cool. Okay.
If I use my curse thing, can it have unintended consequences that I don't know about yet?
I mean, you'll have to use it.
What curse thing? I thought you were fine.
You'll have to use it to find out, right?
Ooh.
This is dangerous.
So previously,
previously on
Dungeons and Dragons, you all ended up in the town of Phandalin, where Harbin West, Harbin Wester, I just said his name.
I believe it's
Harbin Wester.
Harbin Wester. Yep.
Harbin Wester. He's Wester of the Western Harbs. Western Harbin Wester, the local town quest giver and theater aficionado, gave you guys some quests, or you know, there's a quest board that he let you guys partake in. He sent you off on your merry way because there's been a white dragon in the area, and you know it's bad. White dragons are evil, brutish creatures, and it's been sort of menacing the town. So. You guys first headed south to Nomengard, where you met the famed gnomes of Nomengard, and saved them from a mimic that was terrorizing their kingdom. Then you made your way to the Dwarven Excavation, where you warned the two dwarves there, and then...
And stole everything.
Does anybody remember their names, those two dwarves?
Sure. Oh. Karbaz and Nurkli.
Those are the gnomes.
Dazzlin and Norbin.
There you go, Norbus. So you hooked up with those two dwarves and got you know they had you you warned them and you kind of like you had them sign the affidavit that said they'd been warned, but then they convinced you to
nice
check out
yep.
they convinced you to check out the temple.
Their
southern human temple, which you guys breached with no qualms, and found much surprising warmth in there.
Blood all over it.
You found some slimes, which is probably with this metaphor not well. You found some slimes. some hidden rooms. Dennis's character had some. Perfectly normal, non-secret things happen to him. As he really embraced the god of greed. He converted. You guys basically saved the day, and we're on your way.
To call the midwives.
To call the midwife, yes.
Okay. Well... we gonna get that midwife. Period.
Excellent.
That's all we need to know. All
right, so just to remind everybody who everyone else is, there's Yara, the elven ranger.
Hi.
Kirei, the tiefling wizard and greed monster. Bastawana, the Kalishtar sorceress.
Oi, mateys!
Furioso, the human bard.
Greetings!
And Bane, the Goliath barbarian who uses they, them pronouns. So, y'all have been traveling towards the midwife. Yara, as the ranger, you're probably the one that's kind of scouting around.
Of course I do.
You've been finding small game and berries for the... For the rest of your companions, go ahead and make me a survival check.
Oh,
so we're on our way to the old hag? Okay.
Yes.
She's not an old hag.
All midwives are old hags.
Haven't you been called a midwife? They're young, beautiful women.
You just dump those out. You'll need them all at some point.
Well, that's a 5 plus...
Survive.
And nuns.
So 5, 10.
Mostly nuns.
Yep, you're able to keep the way, fighting berries and stuff.
Okay.
Berries.
You're welcome.
Half
get food in your belly.
How about a steak?
Oh yeah, she tracks the whole game and the like, so... yeah, you also get some steaks. And what have you?
Squirrel steaks.
Rabbit steaks. Rarebit.
Rabbit.
Rarebit.
Alright. So,
do I find anything interesting?
You do, actually.
Oh.
It's funny you ask that.
Yeah. Good perception.
Good perception, yeah. So, on the way, you hear this strange kind of, and this is just you, Yara, you hear this strange sound. It's kind of like a whimpering sound.
A whimpering sound, but nobody speaks or something.
Yeah.
I approach cautiously.
All right, as you get closer, you notice with a bit of dread a dead body on the ground.
Uh-oh, we waited too late! Oh, no!
No, you see, you guys are still like a half a day from...
Oh, okay.
This isn't the midwife.
Oh, my God, I was like, we screwed up!
No,
okay.
This is D&D Essentials, the beginning introduction to... All right. This is not D&D Consequences.
Okay, so dead body.
That's next
body.
Session.
Where's the whimpering coming from?
You follow it further, and you see what looks to be a wagon that's been, like, smashed...
Oh my God.
It looks like there was, like, you actually see a couple more dead bodies of what looks to be kind of like commoners. But you also see, like, an orc that has, like, a crossbow bolt sticking out of his forehead.
Oh, okay.
Yikes.
You also see a dead person with a broken crossbow.
Oh, orcs, my favorite enemies. Oh. well, I want to look into the wagon there and see where the whimpering is coming from.
All right, as you look into the wagon, you see a... cage inside of it.
Oh.
And there is some sort of creature inside of that cage. It's hard to see from the distance that you're in.
Okay. So, do can I see what kind of creature that is?
If you get closer, you realize it's some sort of big cat.
A big cat?
Yeah.
Aww. Is it a nice cat?
Like a...
Kitty, are you okay?
Is it
like
a kitty
mountain lion or like a big
chonky gonna bite
cat?
You in the face?
Like a tiger.
Okay. Oh, a tiger.
As you get closer, you actually start to see the stripes in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Roll me an animal handling check.
An animal handling check. This one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's you animal handling?
It's on your list.
Is it though?
Yep, it's on the top of your skills. Skills are alphabetical.
Ah, there. Okay. That's 15.
Alright. So you kind of slowly enter the wagon making soothing sounds as the...
Kitty.
As the tiger kind of comes over to the side of the cage and kind of headbutts the side of it. And the cage is on its side. So it's like, you get the idea that like the door to it that maybe he could have pushed through like is...
Yeah.
You'll have to turn it.
But the tiger is, well, in that cage, and the door is closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that the kitty must be starving. I don't know how long it has been in there.
You would guess from the bodies that it's less than a day.
Less than a day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I think he's hungry, so I'm going to give him a steak. But right. I just hunted there.
All right, so you give up some of your raw rabbit.
Yeah.
That you caught, and he greedily beats it.
Well, we immediately have some kind of connection.
You do, actually. You get the idea that, like, these people, you kind of see some costumes and stuff. You get the idea that maybe these are, like, traveling performers, and this was their trained animal.
Okay, yeah.
He seems very acclimated to humans.
I want to get it out there, because I know, I mean, headbutting and stuff like that, it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah, so you tilt the cage over and open the door. And it kind of comes out tentatively, and then looks at you, and kind of, like, walks around your legs and kind of does, like, a figure eight of rubbing it.
Aww.
It's a huge tiger.
It is actually a large, kind of frightening tiger but it seems to be well trained.
Well, that sounds good. I mean, since I see that nobody survived here, well, I talk to the tiger and say, hey, I'm going to take care of you.
You speak with animals, don't you?
I don't know, actually.
Do you have a...
If she's a beast master, can I talk to animals? You want me to look?
Don't worry about it. I think, yeah, you don't actually speak with it, but you definitely calm it. And it,
but we have this kind of perception that. And mm-hmm. connection.
Yeah. With absolutely.
Just like Roy.
poor Roy.
And that went so wrong. But yeah, I feel that the tiger is kind of, well, lost in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably...
You're not projecting anything onto that tiger at all.
It's probably sick of all of its friends and it's been adventuring with.
Sick of being paraded around. We probably had to do shows and events and stuff. And, well, I kind of offer him, like, adventure and freedom and friendship.
Yeah.
Content. And so I kind of feel that the tiger agrees with that and that he wants to be with me. So, yeah.
Cool. All right, so...
I can use a good animal friend.
All right, so you spend a little bit bonding with the tiger. Guys, Yara's disappeared into the woods, as Yara does.
I'm sure she's fine.
And a couple hours back, you see her walking back out of the forest and at her heels, you see this large tiger.
Swarms! No. Yara!
It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah, Kiro, it's fine. It's our friend.
It's a very big
it's
animal.
It's not a shapeshifting
Rakasha. The kitty's our friend and is gonna, be part of our group now. It's gonna protect
the Scooby
us.
Gang.
Yeah. We also need some Scooby snacks for it, but...
Mm-hmm. They all have arms.
So yeah, it's gonna... Let's say it's a he.
Yep.
It's gonna protect us. Everything.
I don't need protection.
And it's sleeping right now.
Well... At least he can support you. You don't need support, I know. But just in case... If you need help, anytime.
Well, the good thing is, can't the animal give help and give somebody else advantage on their attack?
Yeah, you'll actually be able to fight with this.
Can I name my kitty?
Yes, you can. In fact, you'll have your own card for it. As soon as I finish writing down what the pencil is. Scooby-Doo. Alright, so you guys proceed onward through the forest. What do you guys have? What's your all's reaction to this? To this large cat now walking with you.
You're cool.
Good kitty.
Give him a distance.
I think Bane's had bad experiences with cats, and so they're gonna kind of keep their distance.
Really?
I think Botswana literally goes up to the cat and crouches down and just stares at it for a minute. Nods and gets back up.
Okay.
I'm not going to touch her or anything. Him.
Touch him.
Kitty scratch.
But just like, really, really like, everybody's like, what is she doing? Just stare at it for a couple minutes. Not like aggressively, but just like, sup to this cat. That's what I see.
Okay. Fine with that. As long as you're cool with each other.
Who's a big chonky baby? Who's a big chonky baby?
Tiger growls at you.
You don't know that.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait to fight next, guys. I have so many awesome spells!
Alright. That might happen this session.
Whoa.
Are tigers made of real blood?
What?
Yes.
So, hey, where'd you find this tiger? This isn't really the area for tigers.
So, yeah, guys, you won't believe it. So, what happened? So, I went out there in the forest, right, to get all that food together for you so that you're not hungry anymore.
Oh, you found a delicious tiger? Awesome.
let me continue.
I hear they have right. real blood in
so, them. So, and I found this wagon, and apparently there was a fight. Hello, this is Sirius. Hello. there was a fight, and everyone's dead there, and it seems to be like it was an orc attack. And you know how I hate orcs, right?
You can be honest with us. So, I killed a bunch of people because I had a pet tiger.
No, the only alive thing in there was a tiger, though. And it was like a circus tiger.
Yeah, you
think
the tiger
would
have mauled.
We kind of have a connection, though, and now we're kind of friends, so you have to deal with that now, anyways.
How come it has that big purple frilly ruff around?
Did you loot all those corpses already?
No, I didn't. I mean, the tiger, he was in a cage, and I had to free him, and hello.
And
this is, but it's serious. I mean, that something serious happened there, and shouldn't we investigate somehow?
Yeah, we should investigate those corpses.
I mean, orcs make good bone broth.
Oh, it's kind of a big deal that orcs are running around in this area, right? Oh,
yes, it's a huge deal.
Big and strong.
Ooh. I mean, what if they get to the midwife before us, huh?
The orcs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will not be able to escort her to town safely. Because she'll be
dead. I want that money. Should we go back to where the orcs are?
Yeah, let's see what we can find there.
Yes.
Right?
Let's do it. Is that in the direction that we're going anyway?
Yeah.
Cool.
How long does it take for us to get there?
To the camp where all the corpses are? It takes like a half hour.
What are we doing for 2 hours?
Bonding with her tiger.
Oh,
so it takes 2 hours?
It takes like a half hour to get there.
She was gone for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So half hour
just 2 hours.
It's a lot of bonding.
Well, I mean, she didn't find it right away.
Sure, she
did. Sophia, do you want to roleplay the tiger?
She says, if you give me 10
minutes. Well, all right, so you guys go back to this camp. Maybe one scoot, roll an investigate check to kind of.
So tiger's medical bills can be really expensive. Can I interest in you in pet insurance?
In your alignment, evil. Lawful evil.
No.
I think
lawful, though?
I'm good here.
20.
Also, biggest regret of my life is not getting pet insurance. Just saying.
Not getting pet insurance.
Yeah, had I had pet insurance, it would have covered some of Link's bills.
Alright. What'd you get, Chris?
20.
20?
Damn, son. Mm-mm. I only got a 14.
I'm real interested in this camp.
So. Yeah, you are.
Alright. So you definitely
dirt.
You see that the orcs ambushed this camp. You get the idea of this cart. They've made off with most of the valuables. You do find like a well hidden coin sack that has like maybe like 3 silver pieces in it, and a bunch of stage costumes.
Oh, sick!
When you say well hidden, do you mean someone's butt?
No, not someone's butt.
Oh no!
But yeah, it looks like the orcs were pretty thorough in cleaning this out. Also, a bit concerningly, like the orc tracks appear to be heading towards the midwife's location.
Of course they do.
Can we speed it up?
Try to get there before them?
Mm-hmm.
You sure can.
Oh,
let
no,
me finish grabbing this king's ransom of costumes.
No.
What about the orc corpse that is there? Is there something interesting in their corpse?
Like blood.
Bones.
Like, they stripped the weapon and armor off of it. But there is like an orc corpse. Is there anything you would like on the orc corpse?
I mean, like, does it have variables?
No, they stripped it. Like, the horde.
Everything's been cleaned up.
Could I use an orc head for anything?
Mm. Halloween is coming up.
No.
No.
Hey,
I don't want to smell it.
How many people? No. How many people were in this merry band before they were massacred?
You can just intimidate the orcs, though.
You get the idea that it looks like there was about 6.
They would recognize their friend that they left for dead.
Six folks and a tiger.
6 folks.
That's why you boil the skin and meat off.
That's we're 5 folks. I thought.
But you get the idea. You see, there was like one broken crossbow. You get the idea that like that person was the guard, and the rest of these people were just like a traveling performance troupe. So
the risks of the road.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you all are going to try to hurry to the...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Double time.
So, So you double time through the woods. Everybody make me a... we will call it a constitution save.
Ooh, I fail.
Nice. Oh, no!
Constitution save work.
Just roll a d20, add your constitution bonus. That's a d12.
So 10? Oh, wait. Bonus is only once that I failed, right?
No, you still add 2. What is that, a 2?
2? Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
No, yeah, 11. I rolled really badly, 11. Too. This sucks.
Wait, this one?
Step lively, chums.
Yeah, the plus that you roll.
The plus. What I roll.
So 3.
Yeah.
So your total's 3. Oh, no,
we screwed.
Is this?
This midwife chance to rescue herself.
No. This should also be a 0. That shouldn't be a 2.
Oh, okay. Okay, Chris.
11. What do I get for 11?
You didn't get a 15 or higher?
I got
15. 18! Bored!
Let's go, let's go!
He's bounding.
He just got these really long legs like a gazelle.
Rocks.
Everybody else, you get an exhaustion level. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah. First level's not bad. No, don't worry about it.
I have a name for my tiger.
He'll let us know if it affects him.
Here, you can write it on his card.
Well, because he's a polydactyl tiger.
Yay!
Right?
He's Rakasha in disguise.
No.
I do this in the tiger, then hold on to his Rakasha.
I mean, check the paws for sure. You don't want a Rakshasha in your life.
Rakshasha!
Oh, what's your ranger level?
They will fuck things up.
Let me see this for a sec. Oops.
Don't go, Mittens.
8 times 3 is
12. Mittens, stop eating the party.
There's still
an old
one left.
Okay, so there goes. All right. I'll print you a better one of those, but that will do for today. All right, so you guys make it through the woods. You three are kind of like huffing and puffing as you get there. Maybe you need to cut down on your cigarette habit. I don't know.
Well, eating all over the place probably doesn't help.
When you come, if you come out through a clearing, shove it.
What? I don't know.
And you get to this hill. Built on the slope of this hill is an old stone windmill surrounded by an iron fence. You see a large winged monster with a spiky tail that is trying to knock down the windmill's front door. From the second floor window, you see a woman in her mid-30s, maybe, in the second floor window waving at you.
That can't be the midwife. My understanding was she was incredibly old.
And she calls out, she says, "Hey there! Can I get a little help?"
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're here.
What is it that's flying?
Dragon, right?
No, it's not the dragon. It is a manticore.
Oh, no!
What's a manticore?
My favorite flight. Thanks.
So, everybody who wants to can roll me a nature check to see what you know about manticores. And so, a manticore, by the way...
A 14!
18.
Has 18. The kind of the wings of a dragon, the head of a human, and the body of a lion.
But not a tiger.
Not a tiger. You're a tiger growl.
That would be the bitterest of ironies.
We'll do a good for 18.
I have 18 as well.
For those of you at 18, you know that they have... poisonous, no, not poisonous, just that they can shoot spikes out of their tails.
Oh.
They have a finite number of them.
What are they weak to?
They are not weak to anything. And you also know that
we'll see about that.
They can
you strength. Never get an answer to that question.
Listen to you. You also know that they can speak common, that they're intelligent.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What?
Well, let me try
her.
What's it?
They're attacking her?
It's trying to, like, it's got, there's this gate around the stone windmill that it is trying to get into.
Like, well, they speak common, perhaps they can be reasoned with.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, I attack it.
Why? Yeah.
There's no talking. It's a manticore.
Yeah.
It's evil.
Are they always evil?
It's attacking an innocent woman.
It's attacking
maybe
a gate.
It's trying to help her against the orcs.
Nope.
I'm going
to
go...
Way to judge based on creature species.
Can I roll an attack?
Sound like it's a lazy gnome.
So Dennis, you... Kirei kind of goes into, like, hello there, how can I... And your companions are just like...
Whoa!
All right, everybody, roll initiative.
Aww.
Yeah, yo. That's what I was waiting for. Not
just
bad.
Just because you have spells to use.
Oh, five.
Does this right?
Probably less. Yeah, D20. D20.
11.
A mighty 8.
Plus 2 initiative.
Oh,
17.
17.
I'm
super excited. I bet you go first, though.
Oh,
so
15.
That's probably just as well.
15.
We got a
20
or higher.
Jesus Christ!
Hey, just a question. Nobody did.
Oh. I'm
so
sure.
The Manticore goes first.
I'm sure Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
The Manticore goes first.
I'm just. Who got a 15 or higher?
I did.
Oh. I did.
Just, let's see here.
Shiva Vishnu.
So this is the start. Who got a 19? 18?
That is what. Kira, what did you get?
He got like a 5.
5, yep.
What'd you get, Bane?
That's some good initiatives.
17.
17.
Did you put the broth?
You guys want
to put the broth? Oh, it's there on the counter.
Okay.
What'd you get?
Where's the other?
15.
That's empty. Oh, I have more in my backpack, though.
Furioso?
I got an 8.
8. Alright.
Why does it say number one?
It's just generic. I've got a 1, 2, and a 3 for various.
For when Manticore's reinforcement show up.
Yep.
No, I've been I used them last session and session before. It's just something just something to reuse. The...
I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So even if the regular spell is a bonus action, you still have to use a cantrip as your second spell on the same turn. Right?
Yes.
What a sleepy
baby. Sleepy baby. I think that's quite curious. She's within eyesight of the food bowl.
In case something should happen.
Alright, so you guys are about 60 feet away. You guys are up there. Manticore's down here.
Okay.
Oh my.
We'll start off with the Manticore.
Oh no.
It looks at you and it says, I was just after my tinned meat, but you all will do just fine.
What is always evil?
You're so mean.
Well, I would have negotiated with y'all, but
yeah. Why are they always evil if we attack it without
what would he have negotiated?
Alright, it's stand. It kind of, it's going to...
I think you should push him forward because you wanted to attack.
It's going to fly up 50 feet into the air.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Well,
I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's the red thing right to your left.
It looks like a radio.
Yeah, open it up. Just pull on the right side.
Uh-huh.
Put the cups inside. Touch your toes.
And turn around.
And then shut it. And then push the minute plus button. Top left.
Minute plus.
Top.
How long?
2 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Alright, so the Manticore flies 50 feet into the air.
Oh, damn.
And it shoots 3 tail spikes down at y'all.
That's
it. It's going to aim one at... Who are the ones that were charging it?
Oh, definitely me.
So everybody but Kirei and Furioso are already in attack.
Wait! Why do I attack?
Because you were charging in for battle.
You're high enough that you were you ran ahead of everybody. Good right. Initiative.
It's looking at the ones that are the most hostile. All right, so you are AC 14. What's your armor class?
My armor class
is
light armor.
So it's the what's this number?
15.
All right, it misses you by one.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Bane. AC 17.
Oh, damn it. hit.
Right. You're not raging it, are you?
No. I didn't have a chance to do a move yet.
Hey, Dennis.
Alright, you take 8 points of piercing damage.
Pink sea salt in there.
Oh,
I have some in the backpack as well.
What do you want?
Pink sea salt.
Alright,
yeah.
And Baswana. AC 17. And that will be for 6 points of damage.
Damn, that hurt.
What? So yeah, points. It's kind of its tail kind of whips down beneath its legs and it just shoots these 3 spikes at y'all. It slams into you two, but Yara, you're able to get us kind of out of the way. All right, puts up Bane.
Go get it, Bane.
I'm being so angry. Fucking manicore.
Word.
But it's 50 feet up.
Is he still 50 feet up?
Yes, he's 50 feet in the air.
So there's nothing I can really do to get at him.
Do you have a bow?
Do you have any bows? Or?
Oh, I can do 50 feet with the bow?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Your bow's got really long range.
Yeah, it's a short bow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll use... what about the javelin? Would that be better?
Because
the damage is d6 plus 4.
So he's the creature 60 feet away from you, 50 feet up. I think the javelin's range is not long enough for that.
Okay.
I think the javelin, if I remember correctly, is 2040.
It's probably 2040. It's pretty short range.
Should I rage first or shoot first?
You should rage first.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna rage!
Okay. And then I'm gonna shoot him. Or try to.
I'm pissed off.
3120. So you could throw the javelin, you'd be at disadvantage. But you won't be at disadvantage with the bow.
Okay, I got 15 with the bow.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Thank you.
8 damage.
Nice, 8 points of damage.
Do I add the 2 melee damage?
Not for the bow.
Okay.
Right, so you shoot your bow, and pierces one of its wings, and it kind of hisses. I'm expecting that at you with intense and renewed fury. What's up, Baswana?
Do I feel like Khan is going to be one of his strengths? I didn't roll great on my nature check.
You get the idea that his physical stats are probably his better parts.
Okay. Then in that case, I'm not going to roll a saving one. I'm going to shoot him with a Chaos Bolt, so that's 2d8. No, that's an attack,
yep.
So... Oh, man. 11. I will spend... my only 2 key points. Do I want to do that?
You also get your inspiration.
Oh, yeah. I'll use my inspiration on that attack. Rolled a 2.
Nah.
Fuck you.
Would you like some other dice?
Yeah. I don't think the metal dice roll well, unfortunately. Thank
you.
And then, yeah, I don't want to use my sorcery points yet, so I'm just going to be useless.
All right. And do you want to move it all? All are currently 60 feet away. Also, Bane, do you want to move it?
Oh, hey, I didn't get... I'm going to use a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use it if the spell didn't work?
No, you still cast it.
I cast it, so the spell didn't fail.
Right.
So I use my Tempestuous Magic as a bonus action, and it causes gusts of wind to surround me, and I gain a fly speed of 10 feet.
Oh, nice.
So I'll move 10 feet, and then another 10,
right.
So like 20 feet.
20? Okay.
Closer to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you guys just see me stand there, and I go, and like the tails of my coat fly out behind me.
Aww.
The wind around me, maybe distant thunder. Very Thor. Very Thor.
I get that.
Ooh, Chris, these are beautiful.
Which ones?
All of them.
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite dice.
These are nice.
All right. What's
I hope
up?
I don't get them dirty with my bad luck.
I don't believe in that. Yara. All right, so, Hel, your animal companion works is you can move... You can move him for free.
Okay.
But if you want him to make an attack, you have to skip your attack, basically. So.
Okay. Well, I'm actually not going to move him. He can... His speed is 50.
Mm-hmm. And so this creature is also 50 feet up in the air, just so you know.
Yeah. So I could basically place him right under or below him.
Yeah, you can put him like 50 feet up next to him. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm also I want to cast my Hunter's Mark on it.
Okay.
The range is 90 feet, so
yep.
It should be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need to do for that?
So you cast a spell, that's fine. Automatically cast on him. I don't even think he gets a save.
Okay.
And then you make your ranged attack.
Yep.
So shoot your bow.
I shoot the longbow,
mm-hmm.
Which would be 1d8.
So you roll the attack first.
Does this work?
Mm-hmm.
18.
Plus 6.
24.
That'll hit. So then you roll a d8.
This one?
That's a 12. D8's the one that looks like two pyramids stacked together. That one. Yep. And then a d6 for your Hunter's Mark, which is just your normal Yahtzee die. So you roll those two, and you'll add your 2.
So that's 10 plus 2.
Mm-hmm. So 12.
12, yeah.
Which is a nice hit.
Mm-hmm. That's real good.
Is it dead? He's not dead yet. He's not even blooded yet. But he is... That was definitely a solid hit.
Doesn't do my Hunter's Mark anything?
That's what the Hunter's Mark did.
Okay,
it gave you that extra D6.
1d6 damage. Oh, okay. It's for everyone, right?
Just for you.
Just for you.
Oh, I thought everyone
had it. It's a buff for you.
It's good for you.
It's just for me.
I thought it would benefit the group.
No. You're benefiting the group by dealing more damage.
Yeah. Okay. Kill it faster.
Furioso.
Okay. That was an excellent shot. Now heal some damage you took. 6 points of damage.
Thank you.
And I will draw my crossbow and move up 30 feet.
I know that we resolved this earlier, but I didn't realize you had a whole pad that you were just carrying around. Yeah.
Right, so you move up 30 feet?
Yep.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Alright. What's up? Kire.
I'm 60 feet away, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to cast a Ray of Sickness on it.
Nice.
Excellent.
Ray of Sickness. Sick, bro.
Did you do anything as a bonus action?
Nope.
You didn't
saving that.
Okay.
Make a ranged spell attack. What is that again?
D20.
D20?
Plus your attack bonus.
Plus 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's an 8.
That will miss.
Here's some more.
So that means...
Bonus. That means it just means it misses. It goes wide.
Oh no.
It kills it wide.
It's not one of those half damage things.
It's rough.
Okay. That's it then.
Alright. Puts up top of the round, puts up the Manticore. His new targets are definitely Yara and Bane.
Of course.
And Yara again.
Not me?
You didn't hit it.
Oh, okay.
He's...
What?
He finds me useless.
He's trying to get rid of the threats.
He's gonna regret it.
Oh, he's pretty smart. Right. Mm-hmm.
So these first two attacks on Yara... The first one is an 8. That'll miss. The second one is a 22, which will, in fact...
Oh, son bitch.
Will it?
For 11 points.
What? So 11 damage?
Yep.
Ouch.
So I'm down.
So don't erase that number.
Oh, okay.
Just keep track of it, like, in the box below. Yeah, like right in there.
I guess I'll stay here.
Alright,
that sucks.
And then,
I'm hurt!
Medic! And Meg!
Medic!
AC 11 will miss you, yes?
Yep.
Okie dokes. And it's going to fly.
Your aim is as ugly as your face.
Another 50 feet up into the air. So now it's 100 feet up.
Oh, what?
What?
I do not like this. 100
feet up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go that down?
How far is it away from me?
Yeah, 100 feet.
I'm right below it?
Well, because in this game, diagonals don't count extra.
Oh, good.
And we don't want to have to break out the Pythagorean theorem. If it's 100 feet in the air, and it's less than 100 feet in front of you, it's 100 feet away.
Okay. Well...
Nope.
Look, I took trig. I know it's wrong. But in D&D, it feels so right. All right,
it's
so,
a make-believe world.
Yeah.
It's make-believe. Oh, that's such weird rules for geometry.
In this world, people of color and LGBTQ aren't persecuted, so we can do whatever we want.
But those dirty drow are.
Oh, no. Not in this world, they aren't.
Babe, you're up.
And those lazy gnomes.
I'm going to shoot him again with my short bow. All
right. Real quick, let me look up. Christy, you don't have the equipment table right
now. Oh, I did. But then I closed it like a fool.
Like the fool that you are.
What?
Alright.
I wouldn't have said that.
Still have oversight about the old.
Short bow is 80 feet, so you'll roll with disadvantage.
Oh.
Because it's so far up.
It's 80 feet.
I got like 10.
10 will miss.
Yeah.
Boo.
It sticks its tongue out. It's like it's like a half foot long.
It's gross. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes you rage even harder. Best one.
Alrighty then. We are going to cast my brand new spell. It's Shatter.
Ooh.
Sudden loud ringing noise, painfully intense. I will center it right on his face,
mm-hmm.
or maybe like his chest. I want to get the heart.
Mm-hmm.
con save, DC 14, which is probably super easy for him to make.
I mean, guys, this is like a first level appropriate monster. So he got a 12.
Yep.
So,
oh, wait, no, that means he fails.
9 plus 3, yep, that fails.
So that's 3d8. Which is pretty baller. Oh, I rolled pretty good too. 15 points of damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
He bloodied.
And then since I had luck with that, I will go ahead and. Do I want to spend it? Yeah, I'll go ahead and spend it. I will also cast Thunderclap.
Okay.
And
is Thunderclap a cantrip?
It is a cantrip.
Excellent.
Sorry.
So, Baswana puts her hands up in the air, and there's just a couple of loud, thunderous blasts. I can see the rocket in the air.
Mm-hmm. So, Thunderclap. Sorry, I gotta look all these up, because I've never done them before. That's also a con save. It is a burst of thunderous noise you can hear up to 100 feet away.
Oh, you can just barely hear it.
Mm. Oh, wait, what's...
Oh, but Dan was loud if he was up close.
No, it says range is 5 feet.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing that you do, like, you go like...
Oh, okay, so then rewind. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that.
It's okay, you can do, like, a fireball.
Just that one's touch. What about Ray of Frost? That's 60 feet. What? I don't know that any of these are going to work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Firebolt will. So I do like this and hurl a mote of fire.
Mm-hmm. Firebolt.
And it's an attack.
She's using
meta magic.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a sorcerer.
I love being a sorcerer. It's just me. I rolled a 3.
Oh.
So that misses. And I wasted my meta magic.
Eh. Alright. Puts up Yara.
Yay!
Would you?
Oh,
Yara. So it's 100 feet up in the air, so it's 100 feet away from you.
But I can still hit it with my longbow.
Yeah, oh yeah, right? Yeah, it's within your range.
Okay, so let's do that.
So roll it, okay?
I mean, my mittens can't do anything. I mean, is there anything to climb close by? So that
not really.
Well, he can climb.
Mittens got a climb speed of like
yeah,
30 or 40.
40
or
40 feet.
And what if mittens climb like the wheels on the windmill?
He's a very,
and, like,
very
rode it to the top
kitty.
And leapt off of it.
Alright, so you, So mittens may not help every fight, but he's there if you need him.
Yeah.
So roll.
So the Hunter's Mark is still going.
Yep, it's a concentration.
Let me think about.
Oh,
other
you took
spells.
Damage, didn't you?
Yeah.
You need to roll a d20 and add your con bonus.
Oh.
You're
11.
Fine.
Okay. So maybe I want to cast another.
That's
spell.
Called a concentration. So you took damage.
Oh.
It's hard to keep your focus on the spell.
Oh, so it's hard to.
But the Hunter's Mark is still up, so you don't need to cast it again.
Okay. But I still can shoot my longbow,
yep.
though, right?
Yep.
So I'm concentrated enough to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So I can't do a spell, but I can.
You could cast another spell, just not another concentration spell. Unless you wanted to get rid of the.
Where do I see if it's a concentration? With a C?
Yeah, it has that diamond C on it.
Okay, so let's not do that.
All right, so
the longbow thing. So it's a.
D20?
First the d20,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a 12.
Plus
6 is 18.
That will hit.
And then I can do this one and this one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. The d for your bow, the d6 for your... Oh, nice.
An 11.
Plus 2 for your... Because you can do plus
yeah.
2. So
okay.
13 points. He is looking pretty hurt.
Good.
But he needs to come down at some point, right?
I think we're going to knock him out of air.
All right. Puts up Furioso.
I will stride over to Yara.
What's up?
And provide some healing for her
I'm
as well.
I'm still pretty... Oh, you're such a sweetheart.
5 points of healing.
So get back 5.
Yay.
I'm sure you'll be just fine. Another
right. Kire.
I should have magic myself.
Excellent.
Miss Hyde.
Alright, that strikes unerringly. So it roll me 3d4 and add 3.
Which it says add 1. Oh, add 3 in total. Right. Which one is d4?
It's the pyramid one.
This one. And yeah. I just rolled it 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Nice. Off to a good start.
3.
7. Good start.
4.
11. Wow, that's really good. 14 points. He is on death's door.
Yay!
Not dead yet?
No. Mm, he's getting there, though. We're doing good. We're doing real good.
But he gets another attack.
It's his turn.
For some murdering.
And he is going to throw a spike attack at you.
What a jerk.
I thought the ammunition's limited.
Yeah, he's got 24 of those bolts. He's used 6.
Basically, probably in
trouble.
Got it. Alright, AC 12.
I have AC 12.
The hits.
No!
Wait, what?
He minuses 5 from that roll.
Oh, what's that?
That is my cunning... Wait, maybe he doesn't because he's so far away. But that's my cunning word where I insult him and distract him at the last moment so that his attack receives a penalty. But maybe he can't hear me because he is not within 60 feet.
Is it 60 foot?
Yeah.
No. Oh, man.
Never mind! What so a jerk! What a jerk!
Just die in the wind.
What spells do you have prepared today, Kirei? Just out of curiosity.
Mage Armor and...
Okay.
Find Familiar, Chromatic Orb, Magic Missile.
And you didn't have Mage Armor cast before this fight?
I didn't have there was no... Mm-hmm. When should I have done that?
Well, it's an 8-hour spell.
Yeah, but like, that was the Manticore that we fight, right?
Right. Well, I'm saying this, so it's one of those things where you could be like, okay, when I start walking for the day, I cast the spell on myself because...
Oh. And then you take a short rest and you can get one spell slot back.
Because it can last 8 hours, but...
Okay. next time, then.
Next time.
I thought I would... Get, like, an opportunity before we fight, but, yeah. So I think... So 12 is not enough to deflect?
12 is not... It's just enough to hit you. So, and then... AC 19, Bane. So, Bane, you'll take 7 piercing. And you'll take 5.
You said 7?
Mm-hmm. What about me?
And is your damage halved because you're raging?
Yeah.
All right,
so...
You'll take 3.
You're fine.
You get missed.
Oh.
He rolled a 8 total against you. And then he's going to start flying away.
Fuck that guy!
He's like, oh, our paths will cross again at some point. Bye-bye.
No. Foreshadowing.
You just made an enemy for life.
You missed my black heart! And so he flies 50 feet away. So he's 150 feet away.
Oh.
Fuck that guy.
Magic right. Missile?
Puts up Bane.
Bane?
But he's gone.
He's 150 feet away. Your short bow can go up to 320 feet.
Okay, let's try and shoot him.
So roll with
longbow.
Roll with disadvantage. Longbow goes even further.
Longbow goes like 1,000 feet or something. It's really far.
Yeah, I got a 4.
All right, that misses. Yeah. And when you miss, he's like, ha ha! Yeah, it can go up to 600. 150 feet is actually just at short range for you. So you roll without. You won't roll with this disadvantage. You can attack him up to 600 feet.
Okay.
All right. Wow. What's up, Baswana?
Right.
Yeah, 150 feet away.
So 150 feet. What's the range on Shatter? 60 feet. Well, I can move 30 feet.
You will never be closer than 150 feet.
Damn it.
Because he's 150 feet in the air.
Damn. He's 150 feet up?
Yeah.
Can Dennis jump 30 feet in the air? Because then he can hit him with a magic missile.
I think I don't have anything that goes that far, right? There are no spells that go further than 120.
Not many. And only most for most of them, it's only a fear spell.
Maybe sniper. Teleport up next to him and see what happens.
Okay, I'll teleport.
All right. Puts up
at a level 3.
You kind of just raise your hand and realize it's futile. Put your hand down. Anything else you're doing?
I will start heading up to the windmill to the little lady that's up there.
Okay. Yara?
Oh, I'm gonna take my
little lady.
longbow, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna give it a shot.
Alright.
Get it!
50 yards.
That's a 7 plus. What do I need? Initiative?
No, your longbow.
Also, but I had to roll the first, yeah, right? Yeah. So 7 plus 6 is 13.
That will miss. Do you want to use your advantage in the attack?
Yeah.
Or your initiative, or your inspiration?
Yeah.
Alright, so erase your inspiration and re-roll the die.
This better. One as well. Less inspiration, though.
It's this right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You get it every session.
A magnifying glass looks weird.
I know, right?
14.
That will hit.
So it's 20, right? Okay. So now I have to do these two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 12.
Plus 2.
14.
14. So he's flying away. He kind of laughs at your missed shortbow. And then this long arrow. How do you want to do this?
Yay!
Yara, how do you... How do you want this kill to go? You get to decide.
I get to decide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's kind of bleeding everywhere and starts coughing and rushes down to the ground, right?
Yeah.
So,
do you get him in the back and he just floats down?
So you shoot your arrow.
And he's kind of making like the just going down head first.
Nice.
Crashes into the ground.
All right, so you shoot your arrow. And it pierces straight through the lungs into the heart. And
yep.
Black.
And just like blood and like
everywhere.
Air just shoots out of him as he just dies
head first.
We're
so lucky that we're not that close, right?
Yeah.
We need a shower after.
And then he falls head first onto the ground with a sickening
crunch.
And
you hear this crack.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But I go there pretty fast because I want to make sure that he's really dead, though.
Yeah, you get up there and he is, in fact, very dead.
Does he have anything on him?
No, you could, like, harvest the tail spikes if you wanted to.
Well, I do.
Gross.
Okay. I don't know, but
I dry them and I put them around my neck.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a necklace. Doing a necklace. Beautiful.
Oh gosh. All right, so
what's Mittens doing?
All right, so he crashes to the ground and the person from the tower says, "Hot shit!" she says, "One second," and you hear a few moments later the door to the windmill opens and this woman kind of waves at you and says, "Come on in."
Let's go inside.
Yeah.
Do you have any cocoa?
Oh, what do I get for in the cloth? What
you have,
like a souvenir?
15 manticore spikes.
Mm-hmm. Can I take this moment to summon my familiar?
And you could have done it, like, on the walk here, yeah. It's,
yeah.
Okay. I want my familiar.
Yeah, you get your familiar back.
As a ritual or as a...
You could have done it as a ritual.
Okay.
You've had time. You guys had a long rest since your last.
And can I do my major armor now, so I have it next time, when the next fight happens? Or is there no next fight?
I would cast it.
I'll cast it.
You guys, if you remember correctly, you ran here ahead of a bunch of orcs.
Can I use the
major armor
spikes to make arrows?
How do I indicate I have the major armor on?
Like special arrows?
Just make a note of it. What's that?
Special arrows? More damage?
I'll think about it. I like the idea. We'll make some rolls we'll do here in a bit. We'll see. But for now,
okay.
you have to talk to this midwife, this surprisingly young midwife.
Not terribly surprising.
So maybe when you have the Mage Armor cast, just kind of tuck your card, that Mage Armor card out of the top of your sheet or something like that.
I don't know. I made a note here.
Yeah, and then just make sure you mark off the spell slot for Mage Armor.
I did.
So after the fight, Kira's like, "Oh yeah," in a sort of magical force pops up. Anyway, you guys are led into this warm, surprisingly warm windmill. It's next to what looks to be ruins of an old stone house. The first thing that you notice as you walk in is just the smell of herbs and dried plants and a little bit of patchouli.
The way you said smell made me think something bad was about to happen.
No, nothing bad.
She's trying to hide another smell with that.
Yeah, waving incense stick around.
No, it's just as you get up closer to this person, you see kind of a earthy looking darker skinned lady with kind of long dreads with like little twigs and stuff, like not like braided into them, but just kind of stuck in there.
She sounds real.
Okay.
And she says, yeah, she smells like your weird aunt that's really into like crystals.
Patchouli.
Or my sister.
Or your sister.
We gotta get going. There's like a million orcs on their way here.
Also, a white dragon menaces the area.
We're here to rescue you. Come with us.
She says, I don't need rescuing.
We know you don't, but come with us anyway. Just until we reach town.
Or sign this form saying you don't require rescuing, and we did all we could do.
She says someone who speaks sense around here. Let me just pull up my old quill here. Read this here. I'm not selling my soul to you or anything
It just says in crayon, there's a white dragon, you're going to die.
I, the midwife, have been informed of the white dragon menace. Do not wish to leave my premises. I willfully reject the offer of escort. All right, pretty boilerplate.
Under threat.
As Kire can attest.
She says, that manticore was driven here by that white dragon, so, you know, I know that there's danger around. She says, but I got these thick stone walls. She says, they'll help me out.
Dragons can tear down thick stone walls.
She says, well, yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Okay, different question. Are you dumb?
She says, I take great umbrage at that. Which is ironic, since this is actually Umbridge Hill.
But there's a dragon.
She says, "Yeah,
a white dragon."
She says, "I've got this. Stone fort that can help me out."
But white dragons can tear down stone forts.
Yeah.
We're not known for just like giving up on things.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "I really am not worried about it." She says, "Besides, I can just light myself a little bit of a dried elfberry and drive that thing off."
Really think that's going to work?
Elfberry.
Yeah, probably.
Sounds like some witchcraft voodoo.
I think she's been smoking the gnome weed.
She said, besides, this is just Harbin's crush on me coming out again.
Ew.
Oh, what's this now?
She says, I'm pretty sure that old Harbin Wester's got a crush on me, and he's awful concerned for my safety, but I don't need my safety to be concerned for.
How do you feel about Harbin? How do you feel about him as a director?
I don't understand the question.
Have you ever seen the performances he puts on?
She says, I try to avoid such things.
Oh, God.
She says, I'm just not a fan of the arts.
Perhaps you've just not been exposed to the proper form.
Oh, never.
She says, I'll tell you what, though. She says, I'm happy to give you all a little something for your trouble for coming all the way out here and helping me out and all that stuff.
So, my wife is kind of pregnant now, so she needs your help. She's in town.
Roll me a deception check. With disadvantage.
Because your companions can't keep a straight face. They all go,
what? Well, more so is because you were trying to convince her to leave. She declined, and then you're like, oh. But you didn't lead with the pregnant wife thing. It's a pretty outlandish lie.
So, 10?
Yeah, she says, pull the other one, see what happens there, slick.
What?
She says, I know you're lying. She says, so instead of giving this to you, I'm going to give it to one of your companions here.
A magic item. A potion of healing.
She says, I brew them here. She says, I'm a healer by trade. Deliver babies and make potions of healing.
Oh, thank you, dear midwife.
Two things that go together.
I do, midwife. Is there any copy left?
Have you ever called the midwife?
Maybe. Is this mine, though?
It's yours or whoever else wants it.
It's mine.
She says everyone else wants to buy them. She says I sell them for 50 gold pieces. She says, oh, my God. What a bargain.
That seems pretty high.
That's sweet. But you what, just gave it
what
to
is so it is normally? She.
What's that?
What is it normally?
50 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Can I get two for 75 gold?
No, she says they're 50 gold pieces apiece.
Oh, okay.
She might sell you two for 100.
If your healing potion's been approved by the FDA.
Ha! She says the Fantasy Drug Administration has approved this, yes.
I love it so much.
She says they're guaranteed to heal 2d4 hit points plus 2, whatever that means.
So can you please join our party?
She says, I think I like it here in my tower with my weeds.
But, okay, let me tell you the story. So the
were you in West Philadelphia born and raised?
In my village, the most important person was a midwife. Like that. Mm-hmm. And we kind of lost her to a really, really bad, bad, ugly orc who came into our village and demanded the most important person.
And you guys picked the midwife?
Yeah.
She says, I like your village.
It was a
so, and I don't want to make the same mistake twice, right? I'm kind of a big shot in my village. And actually, I'm a folk hero there.
She says you just have that sort of rustic hospitality about yourself.
So yeah, so actually, you really need to come with
roll me a persuasion check.
Okay, which is a d20,
yeah,
right?
Plus your persuasion.
I don't even know my persuasion. I don't have some.
Yeah, so it would just be plus one.
So that's an 11.
She says, look, I gave you guys a signature on that waiver he gave me. And I gave you a potion of healing.
But I'm still totally... I'm concerned about your security here.
She says, if a white dragon comes, she says, I'll just lock myself up in my... in my bedroom, she says.
What do you say where the dragon goes first?
She says, white dragons breathe ice, honey, not a fire. She says,
so it freezes you to death.
She says, I got myself some furs.
Okay.
That's mighty egoistic of you. What about all the babies in town that will die because you died here?
Mm-hmm.
She says, ain't nobody in town pregnant right now. She says, I helped Lottie deliver her little one.
But there might be in a couple of months and then you're not here.
There might be once we return to town.
Am
I right, babe?
Hey! Do you know how long it takes to educate someone like that? To get a new midwife?
She says, God, you all are a persuasive lot. A persistent, I guess, is rather what I was looking
not
for.
Not particularly persuasive.
Yeah. Not particularly persuasive. Unpersuasively persistent.
What is our exit quest?
Just bring her back safely. But if this note that he has signed will also probably count.
But I'm still concerned about her as a person.
So you have two choices here, right? You can come with us willingly. Or you can come with
Okay. Why don't we just... Let's just stop
come
right
on
there.
A little strong there, man. A little strong.
Ignoring the white dragon for but a moment, madam. Have you seen or heard any caravans of orcs pass by here?
Oh, yeah.
The murderous orcs we were trying to...
Oh, yeah.
I did hear some drums in the forest.
Some drums in the deep.
I didn't think anything about that. It's not really
this is awesome. A musical area, am I right?
All right, roll me one more persuasion. Who wants to roll a last persuasion check?
Me.
Yeah. With advantage.
Yeah, this guy needs to roll.
Because you have actionable information. And you're not lying to her about your wife.
Just play my role.
No, it's good. You're
it's
doing
great.
Very, you're
it's
doing
so
very
great.
Well. All of you are doing very
it's
well.
It's perfect.
15.
Aww.
15 is good, right? No.
It's good, but not good enough.
No, it's good enough. She says, fine, I reckon I'll come back to town with you to, for nothing else to see to his wife.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see his wife.
I want to see this pregnant lass in the town I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant what?
Pregnant lass.
Pregnant lass. What? Oh, lass.
You gotta produce a pregnant lady.
Give him a couple.
I'm imagining. I'm just imagining it's Kyrian drag with a pillow under.
How committed are you to this?
All right, she says she packs up a bunch of potion bottles and some herbs. And
is there anything else we can pick up?
Can we help you?
She said, no, I'm coming back here when this is all settled.
Do you live here alone?
You ask that now?
Is there any security that needs to be activated around the place?
She pulls out a big brass key. She says, well, once I leave, I'll turn this in the lock. And
all right.
Okay.
Well, is there anything that can help us against the orcs?
Do you have any neighbors?
She says, I gave you one. She says, I'll give you more for 50 gold pieces.
You have no neighbor.
She says, no, I live out here all by my lonesome.
Wouldn't it be more convenient for a midwife to live in the middle of town?
She says, we don't get that many pregnancies, she says, and I prefer to be away from folks like yourself.
I'm not the one who was threatening to.
What was that supposed to mean?
I get it on a soul deep level.
She says, I don't like people. And she says, you are the most peoply of people.
Midwife seems very like a weird job.
Guilty as charged, madam. Guilty as charged.
No.
She says, babies ain't people. Because they're little bundles of joy.
It's true.
And piss and shit, but you know, I leave when that happens.
How long is... Hey, can we take a short rest at this midwife's house?
Can we just leave before the orcs come?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should, yeah.
It's up to you guys. What do you would like to do?
Maybe we should get back on the road.
I mean, a short rest isn't going to help me any, because I don't get any spells back.
I get a spell back, right?
You do, yeah. Oh, well, I could.
And people can heal if they've been injured.
Oh, yeah.
I'm injured.
Oh, yeah. I do have a little bit of injury.
I'm missing 5 hit
points. Yeah. Let's take a short rest. I can't get the spell back, but I can get some hit points back.
Anyone?
Okay. All right, so you'll take a short rest.
Anyone who gets hit points back gets an extra d6.
Oh, really?
On me.
Nice.
How many hit points?
So here's how short rests work. You take a short rest. Some abilities that you have will say you can use them once per short rest. So if you have anything that comes back in a short rest, you get it back. So Dennis, you can also get back a spell slot with your arcane recovery feature.
One.
What's that?
One slot.
Mm-hmm.
It's It's like equal to, I think, half your level. So right now it's one slot. But next
in the
level,
future.
And then you can, if you're damaged, you can spend hit dice. So in the little box below your hit points, you should see a box that says hit dice.
Oh yeah.
And
1d6 plus 2.
Alright, so Dennis, you should have 3d6 plus 2. Julia, you should have 3d10.
Where is it?
Wait before you roll anything. So this number right here.
Yeah.
Alright. So you can spend them one at a time. And get back that many hit points. So if you have 3d6 plus 2, you can roll 1d6 plus 2. And then if you still need more hit points, you can roll 2d6 plus 2. And then up to the third.
Plus 2.
Are they gone for like...
You add your constitution bonus.
Oh, I forgot about that.
How long
that.
Are they gone?
What's that?
After the 3, they're gone forever?
You get half of them back every day.
Okay.
Every time you take a long rest, you get half of them back.
So if you spent one, you get one back.
Yeah.
Where's the number of dice?
So it's equal to your level, so okay. It's 3d6. So if we use 3d10. So do you have any hit points that you are still
having? Like in one bonus.
Yeah, I still need six back.
Alright, so roll d10. And because of his special ability, you get an additional d6.
So just roll 2d6?
Yep, and then you roll, so it's these two right here.
4, 2 plus 2, so 8, so full.
Mm-hmm.
Seems good.
So that puts you back up to 21. You probably don't want to spend another hit die because
no.
Right.
So I have 2 hit dice left, right?
But we get to roll 2 because of him.
You get to add a d6 to whatever you roll because of him.
Oh,
because
I have d6. That's fine.
And then, so next time you take a long rest, you'll get 1 hit die back.
Okay. Nice.
And I just took his d6, and that brought me back.
Oh, you have to. You only get it if you spend something.
You have to spend something.
You
have to spend one. Yeah.
I only have 1 hit dice.
You have 3. You have 3d12.
I screenshotted them and put them in Adobe. I made my own spell cards in Adobe.
Oh, cool.
Because I'm out of slots for characters on D&D Beyond, but I'm tired of flipping through. So,
yeah.
Pretty proud of myself. I can't swipe, though, because apparently you have to pay $10 a month to combine them.
You mind, like,
$10 a month?
Oh, yeah. For what?
I hate to everything is subscription.
Yeah, to create an Adobe document is dumb. Like, so I have them all, but I can't swipe, like, pages. In order to do that, I have to pay $10 a month.
If you send them to me, I can do it.
Get my grandma's glasses on.
Just a short rest.
I mean, I'm not going to do that, though, because I'm going to be adding to them.
You can also do it in preview on your computer. For free.
On my computer?
Okay. In preview, yeah. Alright, so. She says, alright. She says she packs up a duffel bag. Full of potions and herbs. And she says, let's go.
Potions and lotions
and tinctures. Oh, let's go.
Poultices. Alright, so you guys make your way back to Fandolin and surprisingly have no hard time getting there on the way.
Huh. No, that doesn't sound like us.
Yeah, no orcs.
But we should inform someone of this orcish menace.
Alright. So, you make your way back to Fandolin.
And it's been ravaged by a white dragon in our absence.
And it's dead. Yeah, the whole town is on fire.
On ice.
Oh, it's so cold.
My nipples are so hard.
Cold as ice.
Still think we should talk to the
Distraction.
Alright, so this is where you guys were. So you actually weren't that far from Fandolin, so you're just a short.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Okay.
You're drawing on your map.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's your map.
Because map.
Aren't you worried?
No.
What happens when you run this game again?
Yeah.
I'm never going to run this game again.
I'll remember you said that when you run this game again.
Listen, damn, I wish I had a new map.
Yeah, then I'll just take Chris's map, because Chris also got a copy of this.
Damn it. I've been writing on it, too.
Yeah, have you?
No. I haven't even opened the box yet. That is still in my office at work.
You didn't open it for that sweet, sweet D&D Beyond code?
No, I should, though.
Is D&D Beyond operated by Wizards as well?
No, it's Curse.
Like a separate company?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an official partnership with Wizards.
Yeah.
I pay them some money every month.
You do.
Because you're a nice man.
Yeah, they have like a, I think it was like a $2 a month, or is it $3 a month, or $2.50, something like that, a month plan. And then there's like a $5 a month plan, which I pay for, which lets me share like all the books with the people that are in my campaigns.
Oh.
So, if you do join, let me know. You can join for free, too, but you just have a 5-character limit.
Six character limit.
And if you do that, I can put you in one of my campaigns and you can have access to all this stuff. Alright, so, Fandolin!
Fandolin!
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys make it back into town with Adabra Gwyn, kind of complaining about coming here the whole way.
We understand, miss, but it's really for everyone's safety.
And now the dragon swoops down and cuts her in half.
Awkward.
So close.
Almost.
Dang it.
Actually, let's see where the dragon's at. That's a good point, Dennis.
But.
Dennis, what did you do?
You jinxed. Also, while he's looking, just so you guys know, Carhartt is now making women's plus sizes, and they actually fit correctly.
Awesome. I use Carhartt. Carhartt did it in my pants.
Really work good. Pants. Work pants.
They're super comfortable. The dragon is not a fan.
Wait, there's a... That... What? There's a percent chance that it could just show up?
Yes, every time you guys go somewhere...
There's a chance
the dragon is somewhere. I've been rolling this whole time. Now, granted, it's unlikely that the dragon will be where you're at that exact moment, but not possible.
We're all gonna die.
And then we just die?
No, I mean...
No, then we run the
Then you hopefully, I don't know...
Bravely run away!
You figure something out.
Damn it.
Good luck, motherfuckers.
Alright.
Okay.
I almost took Expeditious Retreat. Because that gets your whole party out, right?
Mm-hmm. So where do you go when you come back into Phandalin?
First we should return to the
turn in the lady.
Alright, so you head back to the town master's hall.
Yeah.
He doesn't need creeper shit.
A hall with sturdy stone walls and a pitched wooden roof with a bell tower in the back. Inside you hear some off-key singing.
I just have to ask, is that actually in the book or is that your flavor?
The off-key singing, that's all made up for him.
I knew it was flavored. Okay.
What do you guys do? You're outside this building, you hear the off-key singing from inside.
Pound on the door.
Alright, take five.
Take five?
It's an expression that means take a five. That white car is back again. Sitting
is it there. My car?
No. Alright, so.
My car is white as well.
It's been there since I arrived.
Yeah. Well, no, it left. And then it just
Then it came back.
Let's all stare at it out the window.
Alright, so.
Shame it into leaving.
It's an Oregon bait. What the hell?
My Oregon stalker's back. Alright, so guy opens the door and says, what do you want? Oh, it's you guys.
We have returned with all of our quests.
Adopter Grin. They actually got you out of that tower, huh?
You're not to talk to her. That was part of the agreement.
Oh, really? Why? I thought it was... And I was like, yeah, you're out. Just leave me alone. I'm here. Queer, get used to it.
Isn't it romantic?
She said, anyway, I'll be staying at the inn, which is also known as the Stonehill Inn.
It's a good place to stay.
Which I think is right over here.
Oh, it's actually on my character sheet.
Mm. Oh, cool. I wish we'd probably get rooms there. After we get paid.
He says, get paid. So, yeah, I see you brought a dumper back. He says, who here's got that quest card?
You do.
No, it's in the middle of the table.
Oh.
Which,
I don't know what we did with our other...
I have them.
Oh, you have them all?
Yeah. All right, so you brought a dumper back. That's 25 gold pieces.
Cha-ching.
What else did you guys do?
We also informed the dwarves of the impending dragon attack.
You have some sort of...
And we have their notarized receipt.
Oh, yeah, that's a dwarven signature. You couldn't forge that if you tried. What else you got?
We also helped some gnomes with a mime and also warned them of the dragon, right?
And we killed a bunch of orcs.
Of course.
I don't know. Did you get something good from the gnomes?
Yes.
I got the collapsing gold.
I think I got a... Clockwork amulet.
You didn't get anything from gnomes.
How about this wand of pyrotechnics?
Well, anyway, if any of you don't want any of that stuff, I'll pay you 50 gold pieces for it.
Oh, we had some stuff that we didn't want, right?
Do we need the sending stone?
I would give you the amulet.
Yeah.
All right, he gives you 50 gold pieces for that.
Damn, I didn't keep any of them. Man!
All right, so you guys got your 25 gold for your Umber Chill quest, your 25 gold for your...
Oh, I get more gold?
No, this is group.
You guys will have to split it up. Where did I put the card?
We are rich.
So we just get 5 gold?
Mm-hmm. Plus 10.
No, right now it's at 10.
And then another 50 for the Dwarven Excavation quest. So you each get...
We each get 20 gold.
20 gold.
What was the orc caravan that we killed?
Then we also informed him.
You killed an orc caravan.
Well, so we're dead orcs.
There was,
and we did see them.
A dead orc.
He said, "Well, that wasn't any of my quests."
Is there anything that you want to give away?
Are good
you
to know. What? Next time we allow that.
But he says, "Tell me more about these orcs."
So there was this caravan of innocent, talented performers who was.
He notices the tiger for the first time. He says, "Wait, not the traveling Von Clamps."
What?
What's a Von Clamp? Yeah. That sounds gross.
Tell me more.
They're a family of traveling performers.
Sounds like something that a dumber uses when the babies come.
I know, right?
I have to inform you, this family is not
a... They travel with their tiger companion.
Well, it's not their companion anymore.
And they would solve mysteries across the land.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Haunted mine.
They were supposed to come perform a show here at my... At the Stone Hill Inn.
Well, I don't think they're going to make it.
It's not going to happen.
Definitely not going to make it.
But you're in luck if you require the aid of a master entertainer.
No, I'm too heartbroken about the Von Clamps.
Ugh, Von Clamp, gross.
Von Clumps, is that better?
No, it's all bad.
That's what comes out after the baby.
It's the prefix Von that's getting me.
You shouldn't go with clamp.
The band clamps?
Nope. Nope. Maybe it's just clamp.
I'm pretty sure the clamp part is what's supposed to get you.
The Von Glumps.
I just don't like it.
Glam! It was glam. I don't know. I don't know what their name was. Whatever is not gross to you. But they're dead now.
Oh.
I guess nothing
except
to do
with
the
tiger.
Nothing to do with euthanize
except
that tiger.
The tiger.
Yeah, that tiger probably got a taste for human blood now, so. he says take good care of that tiger.
I will.
It's the only thing left from the Von Clamps.
Are you going to write Mitten's last name on the card?
A female.
Mitten Von Clamp.
Mitten's Von
Clamp. Well, I think his last name is now Mitten's Key Miner. Key Manor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He says, well, while you've been gone, he says, the world hasn't stood still.
Okay.
Formerly Van Clamp.
He says, I put up some more quests on the board. Help yourself.
Let's see them.
He says, now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some ingenues to train.
Some what?
Singers.
Ingenues?
Is that what that horrible sound is?
You don't have any sense for...
If you require a master performer, I...
Shame. And I was like, I'm out. I'm going to the inn. If you guys need potions, come there and buy them.
Give me the quest.
Somebody, how about y'all read those quests out loud for your
Deep in the Neverwinter Wood, along the river that flows west towards Neverwinter, is a logging camp. Every 2 months, Fandolin delivers fresh supplies to the camp, which is run by the half-brother of Fandolin's
own town.
It's Harbin Wester's half-brother, mm-hmm. Barthen. The local... Oh, no. Barthen... Oh, Jesus Christ, guys. This is written so stupidly!
Do I have somebody else read it?
Need some fucking edits. Okay. Barthen, the local provisioner, has prepared a new delivery. He needs someone to bear the supplies safely to the camp, return to Harbin with a notice of delivery, notarized and signed by his half-brother, Tibor Wester, to claim your reward of 100 gold. That's a lot of gold. So where's the Neverwinter...
Forest.
The wood. Logging clamp. Logging. You got me saying clamp now! The logging camp!
You get the idea.
Why didn't they give you 2 copies?
Hoisted by my own petard, because it's double-sided to save the environment or something.
You could put it in the center. Hoisted by my own petard. I like.
Are you sure you don't have to turn it again soon?
You guys have seen Fandolin for all that it is. It's somewhere, this is the Neverwinter Wood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere up in this area.
Goodness. So it's along the river that flows west towards Neverwinter.
So it's probably along this river here somewhere.
I would like to see Fandolin again to see whether there's any stores I can go to.
Wouldn't it be from Fandolin kind of go diagonally up?
So you
and then in.
So we did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's worth 100 gold. That's a lot.
All right.
What you got?
This one is Mountain's Toe Quest, and it is also worth 100 gold pieces. The Mountain's Toe Gold Mines lie 15 miles northeast of Fandolin. The new overseer, Don John Raskin, just made the trip from Neverwinter to Fandolin and needs to be escorted to the mine.
Just in this area right here.
Yeah. There's no telling what dangers lie between here and there. Once you deliver Raskin safe and sound, return to Townmaster Harbin Wester to collect a reward of 100 gold pieces.
That's just...
It's
like,
just... Yeah.
North...
So you're here, it's like right over here.
Okay, so that's super easy.
Exactly.
But it is close to Ice Spire Peak.
Mm. I'll bet a dragon lives there.
What you got, man?
My friends! We have a clue to the Trail of the Orcs! Apparently they've recently attacked the Butterskull Ranch, 5 miles east of Coneyberry along the Tribor Trail. If we can travel there with haste, perhaps we can assess the damage, like the asses we are, and help in any way that we can. Alphonse Calazorn, the ranch owner, apparently is a retired sheriff who will reward us for our efforts. However, if he's dead, then we can return to Townmaster Harbin with proof of his demise. And it did not say how he was...
Assuming you're not the cause of it.
And we will be rewarded 100 gold!
It sounds like we'll get paid twice.
Get the money from him, kill him, and then go back.
And we can still do the river thing, because it's kind of close by, right?
So, yeah, so you got one there, you got one.
Where's
right
the Butter Skull Ranch?
Butter Skull Ranch is here.
We should go there first.
Butter Skull Ranch is there. This is the loggers' camp. Or no, not the loggers' camp. God, I got this all backwards. That's the Mountain Folk.
Where's the city?
The city's here.
And can you show us where exactly in the city we are?
Uh-huh. So, okay, the quest that's closest to Phandalin, is that a go-and-return quest?
They're all kind of go-and-return. But the orc damage is imminent.
I know, yeah.
I want to...
That's go quest.
Okay.
You go there and come back for your reward, but it's escorting Don Juan Raskin to the camp, and that's all you have to do is escort him there.
He sounds just Don John.
And Don
because it's J-O-N.
He sounds like quite the rapscallion.
Don John.
So the one up in Coneyberry?
Mm-hmm.
Cornyberry?
Coneyberry!
So that's the one that's time sensitive. Can we get horses and get Don John to the place and then ride on to Coneyberry?
You can indeed purchase horses.
I mean,
purchasing is such a strong word for. Yeah.
I mean, with Don John, that's like a tuck and roll thing, right? We ride and we're just like, Don John's here, and then we just keep riding.
Are they ever that simple?
Just once, maybe.
You know what? It depends on how hard you try.
Or how little you care about whatever's going on when you get there.
Right.
That dwarf thing could have been dead simple, but no.
We had to go in.
Ourselves and,
I mean, I don't regret it, but...
Get that explosion thing.
That explosion was nice.
I got a lot of gems.
Not as many as you thought.
Can we borrow horses?
What?
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 You can rent them.
Oh, renting.
You can borrow them by paying money.
How much to rent a horse?
How much to rent five horses?
Better to just buy it? It might be better to just buy them.
What about a really
We got a
horse?
Lot of traveling to do. Horses would really help. They would also
wagon?
Keep us from getting exhaustion levels if we've got to hurry.
How about a Uber?
I wonder like a wagon with two horses so it can sit on my fat ass and do nothing.
And now.
Let's see. Renting a horse. You could probably... So the horses, if you're not going for too fancy, it's a horse.
Like an old clipper?
Like a draft horse?
Yeah, if you're just going for a nice old...
So it's on tap?
A fine horse?
You could get a... you could get a horse for 50 gold pieces.
Renting it?
Buying it.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of expensive. That's half of what I have.
You have 100 gold pieces?
I really think that this is something...
Oh, fuck, do you have 100 gold pieces?
She sold one of her things.
We only get 100...
She got 50.
We only get 100 gold pieces for completing this mission.
So you have to walk, then.
Huh? No, did you get your 20?
And the pleasure of killing some more. Oh,
because someone stole my gems.
No, I found the gems.
How
you
much
you got one of them. Didn't you?
Was it him?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know because I wasn't conscious.
Yeah.
Apparently my friends did nothing.
It was destroyed in the explosion, if you remember.
So, how much money does everybody have?
None of your business.
30.
Actually, they are not available for rent. Sorry.
What?
Just for purchase.
Well, oh, okay.
So, do we purchase them?
Well, you can get your own. I can afford two.
Why are we buying a horse?
I mean, I can afford two, too, but why would I buy two?
Or
this,
I would like to talk to the horse. Actually.
I really do think this will get us around faster.
Yeah. Only if I could
before
see.
I would use like to use my disguise kit to look like an official of the horse association.
I should
this
spend
is
my
go
gold.
Really,
you can also purchase a wagon for 35
horses.
Gold pieces.
Well, okay, so
horse.
If we
horse,
buy horses for
no,
other people, we get that money
and wagon
back
instead of five horses.
So
in any case,
so here's my suggestion. We have the money now, so between
and I'll
us, you guys could pay us back out of the next loot.
Yeah.
Sure.
Is that...
I will steal it off your corpse, sir.
Is it really stealing corpse. If he is a dead corpse?
A little bit of
sun?
Thunder goes off behind me. I will get my money back from you.
I'm not gonna borrow money.
I've got your number, sir.
I'm not gonna borrow money.
Well, I'm gonna take
then
it.
Then you're gonna stay here.
Then you're gonna stay here and not get any more loot.
I want to talk to the horse handler.
You cannot use any of my fine disguises for this.
I will buy you a horse.
Thank you.
Alright,
For this fraud attempt.
Well.
1 second.
So that's 100 gold.
I mean,
we got a chariot.
Yeah, I can chip in.
We'll drag you behind
one
of the horses.
We're buying two horses and a wagon.
Just tie a rope to his ankle.
What is it called? A smith?
Alright, you talk to the horse person. His name is Inverna.
Is he a centaur?
Well, he's got a little picture and everything.
Wow.
I want to use the disguise kit before to look like an official.
roll me a disguise check.
What is a disguise
that's
check?
So cheap.
How about can I use my inspiration?
How about deception?
You already used it this game, did you?
No, I used mine.
Oh, yeah, good.
Deception.
Where is it? It's in the
epilogue. Yeah, just erase that. Aw, darn it.
17 plus. Which one do we check?
Is it.
Disguise, we'll call it. It's
Is it deception or.
Yeah, let's call it.
Or it's performance.
Let's call it an intelligence check.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So do the plus 3 from intelligence?
Yep.
So 20.
Darn
it. Alright. You see this person who looks like a moon elf sitting there feeding some horses.
Moon elf. Mm-hmm. So my name is Kuron. I'm from the Horse Association.
She turns and faces you. She's got a straw hanging from her mouth. It looks a lot like this.
Okay.
She says, Horse Association.
Yeah.
She says, you mean the Neverwinter Horse Association? The NHA?
Or the Endeavor?
What do you say?
The Neverwinter Horse Association?
Yes, yes. The Executive Association. I'm an official
NHA?
Association. Yep. Yep.
She says, what brings a bona fide representative from the NHA down to Fandolin?
So, occasionally we have to check the local horse handlers and the horses for proper handling of the horses.
She says, is this the first time I've ever heard of these inspections? Because I've been horse handling for
they are random,
a better of 20
they are
years
random
now.
Checks. They are random checks. They don't happen to everyone.
You just haven't gotten down to Fandolin before, huh?
No.
Won't be a deception check. with advantage, because you've got the bona fide outfit.
8 plus 4, 12.
You roll a second time, you have advantage.
Oh, advantage, yeah.
13.
Wait, only 13?
Deception is... Oh, no, 15.
Yeah.
Sorry, 15.
And she says, what brings us this random inspection from the NHA on you? What's this all about?
It's about the general horse quality in the area. It has gone down in the recent years, and we need to check all the horse handlers.
She says, look at my horse.
No, we need to take one of your horses and, you know, take it out for a bit to see whether the quality holds up.
She says, so which? You're rolling up in a mash table.
What?
You're rolling up in a mash table.
Yeah.
And you want to take one of my horses?
Well, just take it for inspection. You'll get it back.
How long is this inspection ride going to last? I assume no more than 5 minutes?
No, we have to take it out into the woods and ride it. It's anywhere between.
So you want
to
take my horse into the dragon and orc and manticore infested woods for a safety ride? Is that
yes,
what I'm?
That's
is
correct.
That is that where you are putting down and expecting me to pick up?
That's correct, sir. Yes.
If your deception is too
to be
ridiculous,
fair,
she says
it's less manticore invested than it was before.
Yeah. She says, what is the penalty if I don't let you do this?
Well, the horse association will hear of this, and they will close down your horse handler shop here.
Horse handler shop.
So, horse handler. You are, NHA is really, really up to date on that jargon, aren't they? Hey.
Yeah.
She says, so, you want to come into my, you're going to come in here and shut my establishment down. Unless I let you take one of these horses out for
yeah,
a multi-hour
right.
ride in the dragon-infested woods.
That's right.
Dragon and orc.
I've just been through these woods, though. There's no, we didn't see anything.
It's just these fine companions of yours that are purchasing horses.
All horse inspectors are insured. So if something happens to the horse, the association will, of course, replace the horse.
Just and his companions, yours that are purchasing horses. This is completely unrelated to your.
These are not my companions.
You all walked up here together.
I have my disguise kit on. I'm a different person now.
Yeah, but you all walked up here.
No.
Well,
I don't know these people.
You all know this fellow from
the
AHA?
You better hope that the horses you sell them are good quality, or the horse association would hear of it.
Y'all heard of this fellow from the NHA here? Y'all with him?
I'm not familiar with the NHA.
I have never met anyone associated with the NHA before.
I don't know what the NHA is. I say
but you also
yeah,
don't
I don't
know
really,
me, right?
I don't really know what it is these days anymore either.
I mean,
send folks down here to my farm to harangue and harass me.
I think though his question is, did his disguise kit fool us?
No, you know who this is.
We do know. Yeah. Okay. Well, then my answer 100%. Stands. I don't know anything about the NHA.
Yeah. I've
ever heard about this. She says, how long will this safety around yours last, anyway?
Couple hours, couple days. I should say.
She says, now, when I'm sitting here, I recognize you're from the NHA. I hear you inspect my horses. But you won't take my horse. Go into the Dragon and Orchid Festive Woods for a duration of no less than 1 hour and no more than a couple of days?
Sounds about right. But again, the horse is injured.
Ain't nobody gonna pay these bills that your ass is trying to cash right now.
She says, well, this horse here is Snowflake. If I don't see Snowflake back here within a few hours, I'll be writing a strongly worded letter to your supervisor at the NHA.
Yep, you do that.
She says, I got a quill, ink, and a parchment at the ready. And says, you're taking Snowflake out of the stables, I ain't got nothing to do. You get to
remember, my name is Inspector Curon.
How do you spell that?
Inspector Curon.
give me the pronunciation, the punctuation. How do you spell that second part? I don't want to spell inspector.
It's Q-U-R-I-O-N-U.
She says, that's quite a name. You must have had parents that hated you up there in the winter.
I hear that all the time.
She says, now,
Oh my god.
You take good care of Snowflake, and she's not back in a couple hours. And your superiors are going to hear about that there in the NHA.
I will.
Oh my god.
Oh. What is
this? Just snort himself a whore. I know, right?
She said, alright, you take Snowflake. Snowflake, you be good for this horse inspector.
I'll sort of inspect the horse and then I'll take the horse.
Can you roll performance for inspecting the horse and looking like
no,
he knows what the fuck he's doing?
Just roll the perception.
Oh my god.
So
that was
horse.
The best swindling I've ever seen.
Alright, so you guys are waiting for Kirei to show up. And after like a half hour, he shows up. Do you still have your disguise?
After I'm like well out of range of the of the stable, I'll take it off.
Right. Your line's up on a horse.
Oh, I'm surprised you were able to find a horse. What with a horse inspector in town?
We're trapped.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Oh my god.
Is any of this ever going to come back to bite me?
Yes! 100%! Yes!
The outlook is yes.
I don't know why you rolled.
For flavor. Gary Gygax once said the only reason DMs roll dice is because they like the sound of it.
But do we still buy our horses?
Yes!
Yeah. Unless you're going to also arrange a very complicated swindle.
A new horse inspector.
I'm not going to swindle anybody.
Like, yes! So I'm the real horse inspector.
Is it like a good horse or a normal horse?
I want to warn you against the fake horse inspector that's coming through town.
You got a good horse. All right, so you guys are going to do the escort quest first, where you're escorting Don John, Don Juan.
Mm-hmm.
So how much are these horses cost us each?
What's that?
I want to see the local blacksmith.
50 each?
Okay.
Each? Mm-hmm.
Native going. All right,
so you go.
I want to see the local blacksmith to, well, kind of use his anvil. Because I don't know if you knew it, but I was a blacksmith in my earlier life. And
nice.
I kind of carry my tools around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I still want to figure out what I can do with the manicure spikes. I want to do some arrows.
Nice.
So I kind of want to make them myself.
Are they poisonous?
No.
Oh, bummer.
A good, which is why you're alive. all right, so you head over to Barton's Provisions.
Is the anvil inspector in town?
That's, if you remember, that's Harbin's half-brother, who's not here at the moment. But there are a couple of clerks there. Ander and Thistle.
Ander and Thistle.
Mm-hmm. And Thistle takes you back to the blacksmith shop. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to roll me a occult intelligence check.
No,
with proficiency, so.
So 10 plus 0?
10 plus 2.
10 plus 2. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this one, right?
Mm-hmm. 16. Nice.
16.
All right, so you have 15 manticore arrows, and those deal an additional point of damage whenever you use them. So those, I normally don't have you keep track of ammunition, but those you do need to keep track of. You might, you can just put them like maybe in this.
Okay, so I can 15 manticore arrows, arrows, plus one damage.
Yep.
Okay, more damage.
Alright.
Okay, I rejoin with the group.
Alright, so you guys pick up Don John, who's, Don, he pronounces it Don Juan, he's from... He's from the big city of Neverwinter.
Okay. He's Neverwinter's like a big city?
Yes.
Ooh. We should stop there. They're going to have good shit.
I don't know if they even has anything about Neverwinter.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can always
have horse association when I'm there.
What? What are you talking about?
He's from the Neverwinter Horse Association.
Did we ever decide? Did we see him do that, or did we not see him do that?
We were there for ourselves. Or for everyone
didn't.
Else.
He did it after you guys.
You got one for you. I got one for us.
Yeah, he did it after you guys came and won. No, you guys, you guys were there.
Yeah, because didn't
they
have one horse for three people?
Hmm?
You used one horse for three people?
Mm-mm. No, I bought two horses. Oh, one for me and one for her.
Okay. Did you get your own one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we need to figure out the horse situation.
Can't you just ride your tiger?
No.
No. Anyway, not for long.
You guys, not sure what to expect of this Don Juan, but when you meet him, he is actually kind of this giant of a man. He's like, he's human, but he's like maybe 6'5". He's got like a pretty big pot belly on him, but he's dressed in like finery.
Are we need to escort him to Neverwinter from?
No, we're escorting him up northeast. Just
he says, "Greetings, I am Don Juan Raskin."
You're way too large to share a horse. I hope you have your own.
He says, "I do. I do have my own horse." He says, "This is my good steed Buttermilk here, who I picked up in combat against a bunch of nasty trolls."
Cool.
Sounds very interesting. Let's get on the road.
Gotta go. There's a time limit. Corny berries.
Have you heard of the orc attack that there was recently in the woods?
Yes, he says, word of the orcs being driven from the mountain by the foul white dragon beasts have reached Neverwinter, which is why my employers have insisted upon me bringing you along as an escort. He says, I would just assume make the trip on my own, but...
But you're too soft.
I'm sure these woods are far too dangerous for a lone man, even one such as yourself.
Probably, yes. Anyway, he says, I'm sure we won't encounter any varmints on the road, and smooth sailing, and the next thing you know, we'll be in that gold mine.
Sure.
Okay.
He says, and says, I'm sure we will arrive there safely next time when we start our D&D session.
What?
Autobots roll!
Woo! I assume we don't level up this time, right?
Yeah.
It's going to slow down a little bit.
Slow down.
Do you want the quest card back?
But I need to get to the sequel.
You can just put the, your quest cards in your character folder.
Oh, I got this.
Is this something? Was this something back?
Yeah. We're probably going to only get to what, like, maybe level 7?
17.
I think it's a level 1 through 6, maybe?
What? So I do get to raise that.
What's that?
I get to raise that at 6, right?
Maybe.
I think so.
Good luck. I need some coconut shells. Oh my god, maybe that's what I'll...
coconut?
Coconut shells? For the,
oh!
Yeah.
Nice.
We're doing like the minor.
Two Wednesdays from now will not work because that'll be the day before or the day you leave.
Something like that.
Would that Monday work?
Is it called?
I gotta be honest. I don't think that works. That Monday's, that week's gonna work at all for me. Because I'm gonna have to work late, and I actually leave in the middle of my work day. So
Well, have you seen Monty Python's
Holy Grail?
Holy Grail.
Yeah.
So in German, it's Die Ritter der Kokosnuss.
Oh, the Ritter of the Coconuts.
Yeah,
that's funny.
That's cute.
All right,
that
so
makes
we'll,
sense that it translated at that point.
And you get back on the 26th, right, Caitlin?
Yeah.
That's
just very little.
Probably play again at the end of the month, the day before Halloween.
Yeah, sorry. I wish I could commit, but I'm going to be a hot mess those 2 days. Yeah. Trying to get ready.
So yeah, maybe the 30th, we can just plan on that. And then I'll check in closer to the day. We can do a little Halloween-themed...
The scariest D&D session ever.
I love Halloween themed ones. They're always great.
I did that the first 1 year.
Yeah.
We had D&D on Halloween.
Is in 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. End of the month.
Yeah.
My bad.
We could also do next week and move board games or something. I don't know if that works better.
I'm fine with that. If you guys are.
I can do next week. I cannot.
Good. Next week? Okay. So we'll do it the 30th.
Okay.
Okay. That's a Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it in.
Of course you do.
It's dynamite.
D&D. Side. Watch it explode.
Well, this was a fun session, y'all.
Yeah, it was.